I am a professor.
No way to take this decision also.
We're glad to have you worshiping here on Sunday mornings and on Saturdays too.
所以很开心你们可以在这里一起敬拜神。
I also want to bring greetings to all the mothers here on this Mother's Day. May God bless you.
好，所以说的母亲母亲节快乐。
And this in the church calendar is Ascension Sunday. Remember, Christ has ascended to sit at the right hand of the Father.
所以今天也是那个耶稣升到那个父神那去的日子。
We rejoice in His intercession for us.
所以我跟他有个开心的一个这样子一个经历。
I noticed too, I came dressed this morning to participate in the choir, but I forgot to get up.
然后我今天穿的好像是个那个圣歌队的，但是我没有在正常团体参与。
This morning we want to look at one of the parables of Jesus together.
然后就我们来看耶稣所说的一个比喻。
He likens us as people to dirt.
他比喻我们就像是泥土一样。
Instead of being offended, we need to figure out what he means.
我们要去明白他说什么。
I know if I had said to you, you're just like dirt, you would have been offended.
如果说你们就像泥土一样，你们就会被觉得被攻击。
And rightly so.
也许是这样子的想法。
But Jesus has something he wants us to learn.
但是耶稣要对我们说一些讯息在里面。
And not all dirt is bad.
不是所有的泥土都是不好的。
Several months ago, one of my colleagues put a picture on my door.
所以在几个月前，然后我有个同事他放了一个照片在我的门前。
And it is still there.
还在那里。
It shows hands having worked in soil, very dirty.
一双手很脏的一双手，然后握住一堆泥巴。
But they look like the work has been very good.
但是看起来他所做的是非常美丽的一件事情。
This colleague thought that that was typical of my work as a professor.
所以这个同事就觉得说，这图片好像可以，就是表示我的工作的样子。
I get my hands dirty.
我的手就是从一个这个就是比较脏一点。
I will tell you one story.
所以有故事。
I had a student 2 years ago, just beginning his studies.
我有个学生2年前，然后开始在那个他的学习。
I said to him, I'm not sure why, but I think there's something that you're protecting yourself from.
然后就对他说，我不确定为什么，但是你好像在保护一件事情在你心里面。
And that protection is making it hard for you to do ministry.
然后这样的保护，像那个界限，好像让你很难去做这个做一些事工。
He didn't know what it was, but he received what I said.
他不知道是什么，但是他就接受了我的话语。
Then a couple of months ago, he came back to me and said,
那几个月前他就回来跟我说，
Remember you said I was protecting myself?
你记得你以前跟我说我在保护我自己。
And when he said it, I remembered.
然后他说的时候我就想起来。
Said, I know what it is.
他说，对啊，我有说过。他说，我现在想起来，我现在知道什么事情。
The Lord has showed me that I wasn't trusting him with the workload.
就是好像让我知道说我好像不太相信他的话语。
And suddenly he felt able to minister in a whole variety of situations that he was afraid of. And he's rejoicing in God's goodness too. And I do that with many people and enjoy the work. It's okay to get our hands dirty in that way.
就是让我们就是因为做事情而让我们手脏，像泥巴一样肮脏是没有关系的。
A parable is something where Jesus said the kingdom of God is like this ordinary thing. A parable
这个比喻呢
is a story there where the kingdom of God is like something ordinary.
就像神国就是在说神国就是一件很普通的一件事情，是很正常的一件事情。
In this case, like soil or dirt.
就像在这里就是一个泥土泥巴这样子。
We tend to think of soil as something passive that receives.
我们好像总是觉得泥巴就是这样接收的那种样子。
But it is clear as Jesus tells the story.
但是当耶稣在讲这个故事的时候呢？
We can choose what kind of soil we will be.
但是我们可以选择我们是怎样的一个泥巴。
We're active, not passive.
我就变得很主动，而不是很被动的一个行为。
For Jesus says we can control which soil we will be.
因为耶稣说我们可以选择我们是哪一种泥巴。
That's why he says, he who has ears to hear, listen.
所以他说可以听的就听吧，有耳听的就应当听。
And that's why in verse 12 he quotes from Isaiah about people not listening.
所以他在十二节中他就这样说，以赛亚说很多人都没有在听。
If I could give you a suggestion, it would be this.
如果有一个建议的话，就会是这样子。
One secret for kingdom living.
在那个神国的一个秘密就是
to listen.
就是去听。
The kingdom is different from the world.
这个神国跟我们现在的世界是不一样的。
We have to listen to get it right.
我们要去听，我们才可以知道什么是正确的。
So Jesus is at the seaside.
所以这个耶稣就在海边。
Many people have come.
很多人就来到他面前。
That he's pressed almost into the water.
好像都要被推到海里面去。
So he borrows a boat and teaches from there.
所以他就借了一艘船，然后就把就站在船上面。
He may have looked up as he was about to teach.
他就是要看到那么多人。
And saw a farmer with a seed bag on his hip.
他可能看到一个农夫，然后有一个泥巴在他的袋子里面。
The farmer would reach in for the seed and sow it.
然后这个农夫可能就要去撒种这样子。
And Jesus said, the kingdom of God is like this.
然后耶稣说，神国就是像这个样子。
There are four types of soil.
这里面有四种不同的泥巴。
But notice this.
但是你会注意到。
Three are good.
三个是好的。
Only one is productive.
但是只有一个是有结果子的。
Three are good.
三个是好的。
But only one is productive.
但是只有一个是结果子的。
Let's look at them.
那我们一起来看。
First, there's the path that is very hard.
那其中有一个是非常困难的那个路径。
No seed can be planted on this hard path.
是非常坚硬的一个石头，没有那个沙种可以撒去。
The word of God, which is the seed, cannot grow.
也是神的话语就没有办法生长在里面。
This is the people in our world who dismiss the good news.
这就是像我们在世界上很多，他们就是不听这个神的话语一样。
And just a reminder of what that good news is.
然后就是提醒这个福音是什么。
Jesus died to lift our shame.
耶稣死掉是为了把我们的那个羞耻。
To forgive our sins.
忘记我们的那个罪恶。
He rose from the dead to give us victory.
他从死里复活，然后得到了荣耀。
And as we believe in him, we live for him.
当我们相信他的时候，我就为他而活。
Now,
但现在
and forever.
然后到永远。
But we have to believe in him.
但是我们要相信耶稣基督。
And if you're here wondering about the gospel but haven't given your life to Christ,
如果在这里有听到耶稣这个福音，但是你还没有把你的生命交给耶稣，
I urge you to ask questions.
我鼓励你来问问题。
Or ask someone to pray with you to receive Jesus Christ.
就是有人可以跟你一起祷告，然后来一起接受耶稣基督。
For even the hard path can become softer soil.
即使是很坚硬的泥土，也可以变成很柔软的泥土。
We can choose.
我们可以选择。
The second type of soil is amongst the rocky places.
第二个泥土的形态是在它的那个很多石头里面。
There's only a little bit of soil.
只有一点点的泥巴而已。
And it does very good work.
但它做了一件很好的事情。
The seed quickly produces plants.
这个撒种很快就长出它的苗出来。
There is a joyful beginning to the Christian life here.
开始有个很喜乐的一个时期在那个的时候。
However, the soil allows circumstances to take the joy away.
但是呢，这个泥土却因为某些事情让这个喜乐的事情很快就不见了。
Some people say, well, then I'm not even going to be a Christian anymore.
很多人说，我都不要再当基督徒了。
In China, you know about persecution.
在中国大陆，我们知道很多有被迫害的。
Some of you may experience, have experienced it or know people who have experienced it. Jesus says this persecution is one reason why people lose their joy. But he also speaks of troubles. We all have troubles. And if we focus on our troubles, then we don't focus on Jesus. And we lose our joy. One way that soil can be stronger is to join with other soil, other Christians. Then there's more soil for deeper roots. The third type of soil is where it's among the thorns. It's good soil. It produces lots of thorns. They grow and grow. This represents a Christian that's capable of giving the time and energy we all have to the kingdom. But instead, that Christian invests in all sorts of distractions instead. There can be worries that consume us. We all have more worries than we have troubles. There can be wealth accumulation that consumes us. There can be our ambitions. All these things and more can choke out the word. We remember Jesus' words elsewhere. What does it profit us if we gain the whole world and lose our soul? Again, the soul can choose what to focus on. Three types of soil so far. The last one is the good soil that yields good plants. And the harvest multiplies 30 times, 60 times, 100 times. We use our gifts that God has given us. We enter into the ministry that He's opened up for us. We don't have to do something that somebody else does. But we need to be faithful in our calling. And every Christian is called to ministry. And as we do, we're rooted in the word that's planted in us. And the harvest grows. Now, so far, I've been saying we need to try harder. The soil can choose. You must choose. But it's also possible to try too hard. And some of us may need to hear that. Now I understand that rice loves water. Lots and lots of water, am I right? But many crops you can give too much water to. You drown the seed and it doesn't produce any fruit. We can try too hard. if you aren't a Christian but a seeker, you could need every single question about the faith answered with certainty. And only then give your life to Jesus Christ. Some people forget that no perspective in the world has all questions answered. So ask questions, look at the evidence. But then be willing to take a step of faith too. Or another picture. We can try so hard to make sure our Christian life is rooted, that we do all the Bible studies going in the world, and we have no time to bring a casserole to a sick neighbor. Or to visit a shut-in. We need to do both. Or we can make up our minds we won't get distracted. We'll do everything faithfully in the Christian life. We'll also provide for our dependents. We'll also address our worries. We'll also seek our legitimate ambitions. And there's no time to listen to the Word. The Word would shape us. We can't do everything in life. The Word and the Spirit would teach us what priorities we should focus on. It would teach us what are our activities and where to trust God to complete the work. It will teach us how to trust God. Again, the secret of the kingdom is to listen. One thing I want you to note in this parable is the size of the increase of the harvest. Our contemporary world wants the increase in our harvest. In our contemporary world, we want huge returns in our investment. We want to see 1,000-fold, 1,000,000-fold. Jesus says 30. 60, 100. If in my life I can invest in 100 people well, so well that they are rooted deeply in Jesus, and they are able to invest in others, that would be wonderful. You don't need 1,000,000 returns. Do what God has given us by other people. And trust Him with the big picture. So we trust. The Lord can do it well. We need to do our part, but just our part. This is not an excuse for laziness in the Christian life. But it does take away our anxiety and our drivenness. So do we need to try harder? For some of us, the answer is yes. We have to choose to be better soil. Or are we trying too hard? For some of us, the answer is yes. Our motivation to serve Jesus is good.
我们对耶稣的服事是好的，动机是好的。
But still, the outcome has problems.
但是这个出来的结果确实也许是有问题的。
We need to learn to trust the Lord.
我们要是试着去相信神。
And let the word that's implanted in our lives
学习让话语进入我们的心里面
do its good work.
然后做它的美好工作。
And the crop will be a joy to behold.
然后长出来的就会像是就很收获很大。
Let us pray.
让我们先祷告。
Thank you, Father, for challenging us with this story.
感谢神今天挑战我们这个，借由这个故事挑战我们。
Lord, where we are soil that is not productive.
然后，如果我们是没有办法长果子的泥土。
May we repent.
愿我们悔改。
And give our lives more determinedly to be good soil.
让我们把我们的生命交出去，让我们可以决定我们要选好的果子的泥土。
Father, where we're trying too hard,
如果我们是太努力,
may we with joy embrace the ministry you've given to us.
愿我们可以享受你所给我们的事工,
and by your word and spirit,
借着你的话语, 你的灵,
learn to trust you more for the big picture.
试着去学习你在我们上所放下的事情上的结果。
And thank you, Lord, for the people around us.
谢谢你给我们身边所有的朋友。
That we can invest in for your kingdom.
所以我们可以投资在你的国度里面。
The harvest is a joy to behold.
这个收获是很美好的。
We bless you through Christ our Lord.
信耶稣基督。
Amen.
保佑我们，阿门。
谢谢讲员带来的信息，他们也让我们就是注意听，然后。